Box A, separate definition from implementation. One of the goals of C++ is to separate class definitions from implementation. The motivation behind this is that a programmer should be able to use a class without knowing exactly how it works. However, this idea only makes sense when you realize that you may be using classes you didn't write yourself. For example, if you ever learn DirectX, you'll be using classes that Microsoft wrote. This is necessary for productivity on large projects written by teams of programmers and using third-party code libraries, where it would be impossible for a single programmer to be knowledgeable on every subsystem of the project and productive at the same time. Box B, header files and implementation files. In order to separate class definitions from implementation, two separate files are used: header files and implementation files. Header files include the class definition, and implementation files contain the class implementation. Eventually, the source code file is compiled to either an object file or a library file. Once that is done, you can distribute the class header file along with the object file or library file to other programmers. With the header file containing the class definition, and with the object or library file containing the compiled class implementation, which is linked into the project with the linker, the programmer has all the necessary components to use the class without ever seeing the implementation file. For example, the DirectX software development kit includes only the DirectX header files and the DirectX library files. You never see the implementation files. To summarize, given the header file and object file or library file, other programmers are able to use your class without ever seeing how it was implemented in the source code file. This does two things. First, they can't modify the implementation, and second, your implementation is protected. Box C, example file layout. Here we see an example of a three-file project with one class. In the header file, we put the class definition. It is common to use the class name as the header file name. We then make a separate CPP file for the implementation of the class. And finally, we have another CPP file, the client file, which actually uses the class. We will see this file structure for concrete examples in the next two slides. Before continuing, let's first talk about inclusion guards, as you see in the leftmost column, that is, the header file column. The statements prefixed with the pound symbol are called preprocessor directives, and they direct the compiler on how to compile the code. The first line, pound if ndef classname underscore h, has the compiler ask if a symbol called classname underscore h has not been defined already. If it has not, then the code between the pound if ndef and the pound endif will be compiled. Here the code contained between this compiler if statement is the class and another preprocessor directive, pound define classname underscore h. The directive pound define classname underscore h tells the compiler to define a symbol called classname underscore h. So the first time the compiler sees this header file in a CPP file, classname underscore h is not defined. So the class will be compiled, and classname underscore h will also be defined. Any other time the compiler sees this header file in a CPP file, classname underscore h will already be defined, and thus the class will not be recompiled again. This prevents a redefinition of the class, which is the desired behavior because it only needs to be compiled once per CPP file. But why would we ever include the same class more than once in a CPP file? Well, as the projects grow larger, header files include other header files, and CPP code files include multiple header files, and it starts to become likely that you will include the same header file more than once in a CPP file. So the inclusion guard prevents a redefinition of the class, which would be erroneous.